KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have fog, partly cloudy to cloudy skies, and 57 degrees in Atlantic. We look for areas of fog this morning, and partly cloudy skies this afternoon, a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Topping Western Iowa news, two Mills County residents were injured and a Northwest Iowa man died following a collision Sunday afternoon north of Pacific Junction in Mills County. The Iowa State Patrol says the driver of a Cadillac DeVille, 59-year-old Larry Saxon of Lamars, died at Creighton University Medical Center after being flown by LifeNet from the scene of the crash that took place around 3:25 p.m. about a mile east of Interstate 29. A Glenwood couple, 74-year-old Dale and 73-year-old Margaret Fink, were injured in the crash that happened at the intersection of Highway 34 and 195th Street. Officials say Saxon was traveling north on 195th and stopped at the intersection, and then for some reason pulled out in front of an eastbound 2011 Kia Sorento driven by Dale Fink. The vehicles collided in a T-bone fashion. The patrol says Finks were transported to by Pacific Junction Rescue to Mercy Hospital. A report on their condition was not immediately available. All three crash victims were wearing their seatbelts. Police in Red Oak say a local man was arrested Sunday night on a charge of criminal mischief in the third degree. 23-year-old Justin James Danick of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 10:40 p.m. Danick was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. Two Southwest Iowa men were arrested early Sunday morning for allegedly igniting a 25-shot free-fall artillery-type shell of firework that is shooting flaming balls. Authorities say the incident, which occurred around 12:20 a.m. at a residence in the 500 block of West Coolbaugh Street in Red Oak, recklessly endangered the property and or safety of area citizens. Officials say 27-year-old Robert Richard Fate and 24-year-old Roland Charles Chapin III, both of Red Oak, were each arrested at around 2:47 a.m. Sunday on a charge of reckless use of fire or explosives, a serious misdemeanor. Fate and Chapin were being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond each. An altercation early Saturday morning in Red Oak led to shots being fired from two separate weapons and the arrest of two people, and with authorities still searching for a third person. According to Red Oak police, officers were called to the 200 block of North 4th Street at around 2:15 a.m. Saturday after receiving a report of glass breaking. Following an investigation, 41-year-old James Mitroff II and 27-year-old Jody Brookshire, both of Red Oak, were arrested for reckless use of firearms. The pair were being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 cash bond each. Authorities are still searching for 33-year-old Jacob Cochran of Red Oak in connection with the incident. Cochran faces felony charges that include first-degree burglary and domestic abuse assault with injury. Anyone with information about his location is asked to call Montgomery County Crime Stoppers. A person harboring Cochran may also face charges. If that's the case, authorities say that officers arrived on the scene. They learned that Mitroff II, Brookshire, and Cochran were at the residence, but Cochran had fled on foot. An investigation determined there was a physical altercation between Brookshire and Cochran inside the home that continued outside. After Mitroff and Brookshire went back into the home, Cochran used force to gain entry to the residence, and another physical altercation took place between Brookshire and Cochran. Mitroff fired five rounds from a handgun into the air in an attempt to scare Cochran, who then went outside. After Mitroff and Brookshire retrieved a shotgun, Brookshire accidentally fired a round from the shotgun into the ceiling and another on purpose to scare Cochran, who had once again entered the home. After Mitroff took possession of the shotgun and fired another round into the air, Cochran left the home. Additional charges are pending in connection with the incident. Police in Red Oak report a man from Adams County was arrested late Saturday evening on a theft charge. 25-year-old Jeffrey Davis Matthews of Corning was arrested at around 9:35 p.m. in the 2400 block of North Broadway Street. Matthews was charged with theft in the fifth degree and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held on $300 bond. And the Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly meeting this morning instead of on Wednesday. During their 8:30 a.m. session at the courthouse in Atlantic, the board will act on approving a beer permit and Sunday sales permit for the 21st Century Co-op C-Store in Messina, and on an abatement or exemption of taxes for properties owned by the City of Atlantic, including airport buildings and land in Washington Township. Their agenda also calls for regular reports from the Cass County Engineer and Mental Health Service Director. In the funeral announcements, Richard Dick P. Canning, age 90, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Rich Canning will be, will be held today at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Joanne Bartlett, age 91, of Oakland, died Thursday at her home in Oakland. Funeral services for Joanne Bartlett will be today at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Harvey Anderson, age 93, of Coon Rapids, died Thursday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Harvey Anderson will be today at 2 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Kathleen Kathy Louise Haynes, age 61, of Hancock, died Thursday at Select Specialty Hospital. A rosary service for Kathy Haynes will be today at 6 p.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Delbert Anderson, age 86, of Kimbleton, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Delbert Anderson will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Nora Breddy, age 59, of Atlantic, died Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Nora Breddy will be on Wednesday at 2:30 at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Nadine Kilworth, age 77, of Exira, died Saturday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Nadine Kilworth will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Linda S. Christensen, age 60, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Memorial services for Linda Christensen will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Donald Edwin Donnie Moore, age 56, of Stewart, died Saturday. Funeral services for Donnie Moore will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Terry Ray, age 74, of Sioux City and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday at Mercy Medical Center in Sioux City. Private services for Terry Ray will be held. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Jason C. Woodward, age 23, of Houston, Texas, and formerly of Shelby, died Friday in Houston. Services for Jason Woodward are pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.